Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture again today across interior New York and New England, producing sinking air and inhibiting any cloud development. As a result, we will enjoy plenty of sunshine for the balance of the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to continue to climb, reaching highs in the middle and upper 80s in most places, with some spots even touching the 90-degree mark. Humidity levels will remain on the lower side, relatively speaking, so while it will be quite warm, it'll also be on the comfortable side. Skies will remain clear tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. That ridge of high pressure will crest over the region on Wednesday, keeping skies mostly sunny. It'll be even warmer with a touch more humidity in the air. Highs will average in the upper 80s to around 90. At this point, as the high pressure center breaks down, we'll see a trough of low pressure and an associated cold front make an approach later on in the week. Clouds will begin to move in late Wednesday night, and after a partly sunny start to the day on Thursday, we'll see billowing clouds and scattered showers are possible in the afternoon with the chance of thunderstorms. The exact timing of the showers and storms remain in question. However, it does look like it will be more along the lines of the second half of the day Thursday. It'll be humid for the day, and highs will reach into the middle 80s. That system will pass through the region on Thursday night with more showers and thunderstorms, and some leftover showers and storms are possible on Friday as the upper-level disturbance passes through. Highs to round out the week will be in the lower to mid-80s. We'll go back to dry weather to start the weekend and a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday right back into the upper 80s. A weak disturbance could touch off a shower or storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s before going back to more sunshine and highs in the mid-80s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough currently over the northern Rockies will produce some severe weather and heavy rain over the northern and central plains today. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the northern plains and Rockies. A slight risk of excessive rainfall has also been issued for the region due to the expected 1 to 3 inches of rainfall. Temperatures are expected to fall considerably over the foothills of the northern Rockies and western Montana behind this system. Highs today are likely to be 20 to 25 degrees below normal. Meanwhile, an area of low pressure will drift southward from Georgia into the Gulf of Mexico, bringing the chance of heavy rain to Florida through Wednesday. The National Hurricane Center advertises a high chance of this system evolving into a tropical depression later in the week. Heavy rainfall appears to be the greatest risk along the Gulf Coast with this system. And record heat over parts of Alaska is expected to continue through Wednesday as the upper-level ridge begins to weaken and move west across the Bering Strait and Russia. Record highs are likely again, as temperatures are expected to be anywhere between 15 and 30 degrees above normal across the state. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Laredo and Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 31 at Klamath Marsh and Cabin Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 103, set in 1936, and the record low, 41, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, comfortably warm today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics in southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hill, sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot, a bit more humid, near 90. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise humid in the middle 80s. Partly sunny, a chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Friday in the lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 80s Saturday. Partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm Sunday in the mid-80s. And mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.